Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh yeah, I got my mind on Natch Beauty and Natch Beauty on my mind. Got a taste for the serum and I know which one to buy. Go ask your mother, cleanse up each other, cream one another, Natch Beauty for the summer. Welcome to Natch Beauty, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beauty. I decided I was going to do Natch Beauty for the summer because it is summertime right now. It is hot. It is lovely. We're all out going by the pool, going on the beach. It is Natch Beauty for the summer. Welcome, everybody, to Natch Beauty, the beauty comedy podcast, where we laugh, we talk, we cream up our bodies. In this case, we might butter up our bodies today, but welcome to Natch Beauty. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Beauty. I am so excited about my episode today. Oh, baby, do we have a fabulous guest. My guest today, her reputation precedes her. I've watched a lot of videos on her on YouTube being interviewed. Everyone is obsessed with her. Everyone that meets her. To know her is to love her. And a lot of my listeners said, you have to get her. And I tried and she's here and I'm honored because I read in an interview that she's very intentional about what she participates in and gives her energy to. So the fact that she's giving me her energy, I am extra honored. My guest today is a Ghanaian American creative entrepreneur, mental health advocate, visual storyteller, honey. Okay. Peep the Instagram. You will be inspired. She is also a founder of Hana Hana Beauty, which we'll talk all about. If you don't know about this powerful brand, this chic brand, you will hear all about it today. The whole purpose of this brand is to empower Black women globally. There is so much exciting things going on. My guest is a Pisces sun, a Scorpio moon, and a Virgo rising, honey. Please welcome Abana Bowama to Natch Beauty. Abana, welcome.
Jackie, thank you so much for having me. I thought that was like the best intro I've had. 2020.
Okay. I'm so honored that you said that. I was going for that goal. And I always want to give my founders and my guests a fabulous intro so that if they need the hype, they can listen back.
That was amazing. I'm definitely going to listen back to that. Like this.
Okay. That's what I'm here to do. And also, if you ever do any speeches and you need somebody to come out ahead of time and hype the crowd up, I will make myself available.
I'm calling you. Okay. You're on the list. You're already on the list.
Perfect. I'm so honored that you're here. My first question for every guest is, what type of skin do you have?
So I would say I actually have dry skin, to be honest. I have really dry skin. I have dehydrated skin.
We got to get you some water.
Yeah. I'm like reaching for my cup, like looking around right now as I'm even speaking. But I do have skin that it's been pretty consistent, I would say. Like I've never been through, like, my skincare story or the inspiration is not like I used to break out and this I created. It's more so based off of dryness. And yeah, like I like my skin. I feel like it's even toned out. I'm like pretty appreciative of what I have. My mom always tells me that like I came out the womb pretty ashy, to be honest. Like I had like just dry skin. So I feel like it's pretty hilarious that I now own a body care product, a body care brand that we talk about not being ashy all the time. So
it sounds to me like destiny.
Truly.
Okay, I'm very excited, Abana, about this question. We love to throw it back on Natch Beauty. I love to think about when I was a teen and trying beauty products, but it might have even been younger than that. Do you remember the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Okay. There's like interesting moments about beauty that comes to mind. One, lip gloss definitely was the first like product that I ever bought. Like, I never stole anything, but I did steal like one lip gloss from Myers once, and I put it back, but then I took it again. So that's like a memory that is like still in my head.
The beauty standards for women are too high. I think we should be allowed to have some free products every once in a while. Call me crazy.
Truly, like, don't get me started on beauty and like tampons and how I feel everything should be free for women.
Yes.
The only other thing I remember of first is like, I had this babysitter. She was this white woman, and she was like putting makeup on everyone at the time that she was babysitting. And she put makeup on me, but she put literally like white foundation. Mm-hmm. And it would like terrify me, like at a young age, because I wanted it so bad. Like, I wanted to be a part of the other people she was putting, you know, makeup on. And I remember my mom like came and she's like, what? So that's another memory I feel like I have of like first beauty products. Outside of that, I feel like I didn't touch beauty for the longest. I was just out here like doing glitter and like Lisa Frank.
Yes.
You know, like my first mascara probably was like in high school or freshman year. I really was a late bloomer to beauty things. And my parents, like, I'm Ghanaian. I was not wearing nail polish. I was not allowed to do a lot of beauty type of stuff. And my mom was very natural too. She would just put on a lipstick. And I was just like, that was my like goal, was like, I want to know how to put on a lipstick.
We got to go find your babysitter, and we have to expand her shade range.
Yeah.
We got to get her some new colors. We got to get her some Fenty Beauty. We got to call Rihanna, get her some extended shades.
Something out there. We got to get her some other products, right?
I can't be having her traumatizing her kids. That's not cool.
It's so crazy. I haven't thought about that literally until now when you're like first. And that was actually so traumatizing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I looked like straight up like a ghost.
Oof, I'm going to find that woman and give her a talking to. Don't you worry. Okay, this is just a fun question because I know that you like to cook and that you consider yourself like a cook in a past life, or maybe you'll pivot at some point to a cook, to being a chef, because I'm the same. So I would love to know, what is your favorite dish to make?
Okay. Oh my God, there's so many.
If you have people over and you're like, I want to impress them, they're going to think I'm such a good cook because you've done this recipe so many times and it is down and it is perfected.
I can honestly, anything with a shrimp, stir fry, noodles, like type of thing, I can chop, 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 it'll be there. Ghanaian dishes, I feel pretty good about making Ghanaian dishes. Like just a common chicken stew and rice, I can do that. And vegetables, I'm always down for a simple meal that has like your all your little pieces, you know. But yeah, I feel like anything with shrimp, any, like, I'm not yet at the point where I feel like I can make my jollof every time and it'll be like the top tier, but I know when I make it, it'll be good.
I don't even know what a jollof is, but I'm going to find out.
Yes. And when you do, you're going to be like, okay.
I'm impressed.
If you have any like listeners that are West African or have West African friends, they'll be like, okay, she's Ghanaian. She's making her statement about the jollof.
I can't wait. I hope I am invited over. That's all I'm going to say. Cause I love a good dish.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm very excited about this question. This is the final warm-up question. I ask this of every guest because this is, after all, Natribute. What is the most beautiful thing about yourself?
Oh my God. I thought about this when I saw this. You know what? I think that able to be like high-functioning in like anxious like times or depressive times. Mm-hmm. I swear God be like blessing me when I'm like the most depressed, because I feel like my skin is like the most glowiest, or I feel like I'm on, because I feel like this ability of high functioning makes you like kind of take care of yourself and revamp in this like self-care type of thing, but also like you're like mad anxious and like going through it. I feel like that's like a pretty beautiful aspect of my life for me, because I'm just realizing as being an entrepreneur, like you're going to go through shit all the time and like you're going to need to show up. So I think it's beautiful that I can like start the morning feeling a little wild, but still maneuver and go through the day and get things done. Is that a good answer?
It's a beautiful answer. And I will say this, that is called resilience.
Thank you.
What that is.
You know what it is? It is resilience. But I also love to state the fact, yeah, resilience and high functioning is just like a two and two type of thing. And I do find that very beautiful. Yeah.
Are you saying that when you're stressed and anxious, your skin looks even better? Because that's a superpower. And I feel like you could really harness that into something really even bigger than you're doing now. Because imagine like everyone's anxious and you walk in and you're glowing and you calm everybody with your beautiful skin.
That's what I'm trying to do, Jackie. You understand.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You know what I mean? I'm like walking to the office and I'm like, look at me. I look nice. Don't be stressed.
It sounds like a lovely place to work. If you were asking me.
I mean, my skin is glowing right now and we're like in less than a month away from a product launch. So as you can tell, it's that the glow is coming.
Yes, that's right. The glow is here. The anxious glow. The anxious glow is here. We love to see it.
It's here.
Okay, Miss Abana, I would love for you to tell us about shea butter.
Yeah.
I read that you've been using it from the very early days of your life. You were a tiny little baby and your mother was using it on you. It's a ritual. It's magical. Tell us the role it has played in your life and starting from the beginning.
I feel like growing up, again, I was born in the States, but both my parents are Ghanaian. I lived in Ghana as a child. My first language was Chi, but I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. When I think of shea butter as a child growing up, I just remember anytime my parents would go to Ghana or we go to Ghana or someone goes to Ghana, they would bring back shea. Anytime if your leg hurt, if your head hurt, if you need the lotion, it's shea butter. And we call it nkuto, so it would be like kofa nkuto no, which means like go get this, put it on, rub it on. And honestly, I found it very annoying, but it was useful. Like I did not like the process of just the rub down for me. A lot of people didn't enjoy the process of the smell. I had no issues with the smell. Mine was the rub down. I would see my mom make it. I would use it, but then use Palmer's. That was my intro into shea butter. And like in college, I utilized it just the same way. Like I just would always have like raw shea butter with me. And I didn't see it as anything different. I didn't even think about it like extra or anything extra extraordinary. Probably until I was like 23, 24. Yeah, when I started, when I finished college, I moved to Chicago. I was working in the health clinic, which is hyperactive learning problems clinic at UIC. I was running the clinic there. And then I started teaching. And during that time is when I started to make my own shea butter because it was cold in Chicago. It was dry in Chicago. And I was just like consistently applying applying Palmer's. Also, I don't know if you've ever taught or been around seventh graders or eighth graders. Like those are the people that you want to impress when you're a teacher. Like you just don't want to be caught ashy by an eighth grader. Cause like
you want them to respect you.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. You don't want to walk in and then be like, okay, this I can't trust this woman.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, who are you?
You have to come correct with the kids.
You really do. You really do have to come correct with the kids. And during that time, I feel like my relationship with shea butter changed because I started learning how to manipulate it, how to utilize it in different ways. And I just started learning about the actual process. Like, I remember there's a couple videos, like one, Nikisha Riley, I hope that's her last name, Nikisha Riley, who was making it. There was this random white woman I saw on YouTube making shea butter. And I was like confused. I was like shocked. I was like, why is there a white woman utilizing? I've never even seen this in my life in this way. And then it was the videos of watching producers in Ghana actually make the shea. And that is what I was just like, I just started going, you know, when you go on that wormhole of like research, and like number, you know, that like Instagram filters where there's like the numbers popping up.
That was your head watching these videos.
Boom, boom, boom. And like, I just kept on typing and just like finding even more about like the shade trade industry, like the amount of money that was being made off of it. Cause I just, again, like back to, I remembered my mom and aunts and people bringing it over and just talking about how cheap it was and just bringing literally like blocks of shea over. So I was just shocked to see one shea butter was used in like over 75% of makeup products. I was like, wait, what? I didn't know that. I was shocked to see the net worth of shea butter, like in the millions. Like I just was just struck by it. And then obviously like doing even more in-depth research of like why it's so good for you, how it doesn't clog. Like people think it clogs your skin pores, but actually it doesn't. How it has, you know, it's not a sunscreen, but it does have certain protections for UV and, you know, it's great for your hair. It's moist, like just all these different things and benefits. And not only that, it then took me to learn more about other ingredients and everything. So I feel like that was like my exploratory phase and like self-care phase of shea butter and understanding. And a couple of years later, like 2017, I finally launched and decided to actually create a brand, Hana Hana, over like around shea butter and the manipulation of it and just around body care and being able to create and the understanding of there's a start to the finish. And at the start of it, usually is Indigenous or Black women. At the end of it also, that's creating this like power within the beauty space and money, and is also, and at the end of the chain, Black women too. And so why aren't we kind of in between this? Why are we not being able to have that control? And I feel like that is like how my relationship has evolved with shea butter, in the sense of making it for myself, creating into a business, and then obviously having a team where I had the chance to show people how to make. And now I'm not exactly the person behind our fulfillment and the formulations and how we continue to work and create different products. And we've moved even farther than just shea butter and adding different ingredients. But for me, I think shea butter, it's been a very sustainable piece of my life and has helped me grow in different ways. And I'm hoping that the product, the ingredient, the story behind shea butter is helpful to sustain other people's livelihoods, because it's something that has been tradition and just Ghanaian tradition for such a long time and other West African traditions in such a long time. And I think being able to have the chance when I started Hana Hana to go back and actually see it made and like work with producers now, have all that, has just like really created a really like gratitude for the ingredient itself and the people behind it.
I love that you use a product your whole life, and this is probably true for everyone. And then one day you say, what's in this? How was this actually made? And you deep dive into it and you find the rich culture, you find the women. I would love to hear, because I was reading about, you've been to Ghana, you've been going with your family growing up there, but you one day you said, I want to see how this is made. I want to go into this area where the women are producing this shea, and I want to see what's happening. And that was eye-opening, right?
Yeah. I honestly feel like I always talk about entrepreneurship as I was so naive.
Right. I mean, well, none of us, it's just something that we take for granted.
Yeah.
Grab something off the shelf and put it on our body, and we don't think about anything else.
Of course. And so I think for me, like when I was starting the business, I was like, well, I'm Ghanaian, one. I'm going to be sourcing shea butter, two. I was sourcing from my aunt for the first maybe 3 months of the brand, or 4 months of the brand launching. And I just wanted to go back, and I wanted to like just figure it out. Like, I was like, this doesn't make sense to be buying it from my aunt if there's farmers and all these people that are making it. It just makes sense for me to go. And yeah, I decided to go back. It was probably around this time in 2017 or June maybe. And I decided to go back to Ghana, and I went back, I think for a month only the first time. Like my first 3 weeks was very, like 2.5 weeks was like calm. It was like the perfect intro into coming back to Ghana as an adult, and just being with my cousins, being with my fam, being like meeting friends, like really being able to like hone into another community. And then I just went up to the north by myself. And I luckily, like my aunt like helped me connect with a driver who is Pa, such an amazing man. Like Pa is a person that introduced me to the woman we continue to source from. Sadly, Pa passed away from a car crash, but his son, Nat, is our healthcare coordinator now. And so, like, when I went to Tamale the first time and the first couple of times, Pa was, like, our translator because I didn't speak Dabani. I spoke only Chi. So he would translate the language for me. He would help transport Shay when I wasn't in Ghana. He was just, like, he understood when I came. He was, like, who is this girl? This nose ring, crazy hair. What do you want? What is it? And I was just so genuine about, like, hey, like, I just would love to tell this story about these women. I would love to purchase Shay if it's okay. Like, I know I can take some really nice photos and I'm still learning and I just have this business, but I will do whatever I can to be like, make sure this is like, honest and transparent. Like, I'm not trying to make money off it, like, in this way. And the first time I bought the Shay and when they gave me the price, I felt like it would honestly be disrespectful for me to pay the price they gave me after I saw the amount of work. Because I sat that day for like maybe 5 hours or so. There's the lost footage. The lost footage because my video camera got stolen, I think, 3 days after I got. But I sat there and the woman taught me during their work day, how to make Shay and how they were making it, how they were producing it. And I was just like, can I buy? What can I do? And when they gave me the price, I was like, can I pay at least twice that or something? Because it just didn't make sense. And, you know, from that first time to like now almost 5 years now later, as we're going in, like I've been able to live in Ghana, be able to go and create relationship and community with the women that we source from. After grad school, I just moved back to Ghana and I just started split my life back and forth. And so it's been such a journey. It's like really exciting even to have this type of conversation to think back about it. But it's, I feel honestly so blessed to be able to have moved in that way and had time to explore and learn about how to really build like the type of relationship and community I wanted to build with this, with the producers and with the women there, especially when it comes to connection with Hanahana, because I did not know that Hanahana would get to this point, nor understand how Hanahana could grow and what that actually meant. Like when we talk about the big terms of like sustainability and like those types of partnerships and relationships that you can create with producers all the way back to your finished product and things like that.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So these women are earning more money and you are there, and now when somebody would buy a Hanahana product, just that's what's going into that jar.
Yeah, so we basically, when you buy anything that has shea butter in it, in any of our products, has been sourced directly from the Kataga cooperatives. And what we do is we pay 2 times the asking price. So if at the time, maybe there's a rate of inflation that's going on with the seedlings for that season, but it goes up to 16 cities, we're going to multiply it times 2. So whatever the price they're saying, we always double it. And that's what we pay. And we source our black soap. We also source some spirulina from Ghana. But what we're trying to do is that any of the ingredients that we're working with, we're trying to curate the past where it goes all the way back to the producer. So we've started with Shay, we started with black soap. And as we continue to grow from a brand, we're continuously looking for producers that are sourcing the ingredients that we have and how we can eventually, if not already, source directly from them or source from a vendor that is paying ethical pay towards back to the producers.
How fab. Do you have a favorite of all the products? I know that's probably an unfair question because you love all your daughters equally, but you have all these different scents, the 2-in-1 body bar, which I've seen a video of you using on your Instagram, and how divine.
I love it. We just reformulated it and I'm like,
you're like, this is good.
This is good. I'm like, okay, we're working with a chemist because before I was formulating everything. So we did our rebrand this year. And then we've also been going through the process of reformulating as we're launching products for things that we wanted to get better and what customers wanted to like see. So the reformulation of the 2-in-1 bar, I'm like, perfect. I really like it.
The 2-in-1 bar is used after the shower.
Yeah, it's after the shower.
You would imagine it would be in the shower, but no, it's not.
It's after, but in the shower. So after the shower, but in the shower, yes. Water off. I think with the Shays, I would say Honestly, I love all the scents. I do love all my daughters.
Yes, it's okay. You don't have to choose one. Is there one that sells the best? Is there the one everyone's...
Amber Vanilla is the sell, like the top. This summer though, Bamboo Coconut, which we launched this summer just for in 4 years, and it's going to be our summer scent. So after the summer, it'll be gone and it'll come back. That one has definitely been like vacation vibes. Like yes. I have refilled that one multiple times and taken it everywhere that I need to go. I definitely feel like that's been a top seller before. Lavender Vanilla, definitely. But Amber Vanilla is the one that is our top. That is our top seller for sure.
And do you come up with the scents yourself? That to me would be the fun part for me.
Yeah.
Coming up with the scents and the pairings.
Yes. So that happened such a long time ago too, because that was like me just starting out. A lot of the scents were pretty much like our original scents. Bamboo Coconut was the newest one, which was like more of a team. One of our team members went and they went to Mexico and they like smelled the scent. They're like, you need to try this. Like this, I think this is going to be the one. And we were testing. I remember sitting here testing scents, and then we struck with Bamboo Coconut and we're like, it's it. And it's just, it is such a fun, like, I mean, we're right now in this process, like I was saying, of launching a new product and have been like going through that testing product and all that back and forth. And it is so fun. Like I've been really enjoying this process where it's not exactly that I have to also test, make, formulate all of that. And it's kind of like being the creative behind it and working along and learning about like maybe what best ingredient to use versus what I thought from actually someone that's a chemist and has studied this instead of myself who has YouTube University and common sense around skincare a bit.
YouTube University. Well, no. You taught algebra, right?
I taught algebra and I did get my master's in counseling psych. So I'm educated, but I'm not an esthetician, but I love to read. I do love yes. to read books, and I love to actually follow facts and not just like marketing lingo. So I try my best.
So she knows what she's doing. The team knows what they're doing. The chemists know what they're doing. It's all working.
Yes. Yes.
We love it. Oh yeah. Okay, honeys, I just need to tell you real quick about a new podcast that I am personally living for right now from People Magazine called People in the 90s, which takes you back to the days of everything 90s, honey, from grunge to J-Lo and P. Diddy. What was going on in the 90s? Everything great and fun and things that we are so nostalgic for right now. On each episode, People's Jason Sheeler and Andrea Laventhal focus on one print issue of People from the 90s. Oh, I love it because, you know, I love 90s magazines. This is literally the perfect podcast for me. They have one print issue of People from the 90s, along with the news that occurred during that week that the issue was out. They get all the good guests. They've had Tori Spelling, Paula Abdul, Jamie Lee Curtis. There's also this fabulous feature on the show called Chasing Fabio, a weekly update of Jason trying to get an interview with Fabio. And I personally need to know what Fabio is up to. So I'm telling you, this podcast has everything. If you like 90s, if you like pop culture, you have to check out People in the 90s. You can subscribe and find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. I would like to leave the body and go to the hands, if
yeah.
that's okay, because the manis are always on point, and I can tell that you are a nail enthusiast.
I am.
There's a game that I would like to play with you called What Manny?
Okay, talk to me.
I'm going to give you a scenario, and then I want you to tell me what nail you would do for that occasion.
Okay.
And you have infinite resources. You can do hours and hours. You have the best nail tech in the world at your disposal. So go as hard as you want.
Okay, perfect.
So the first scenario, you're getting off your jet and you have landed in a tropical vacation. You've got the bikinis in the bag. You've got your Hana Hana Shea all over you. You are ready for a tropical trip.
Okay.
What nail do we have?
Okay, so I'm going to definitely do a coffin set.
Okay.
I'm going to have it just a little bit longer than I usually would because it's okay. Like a great vacation vibe.
And you want those drink pictures.
Yeah, and I want a drink picture. So like my set right now, I'll probably just do a tiny bit more, just a tiny bit more. I'm definitely going to give you a monochromatic design vibe for each nail.
Okay.
And maybe like a little French tip with a design in that sense. So I love like leaving some, but then the rest is the color.
Mm-hmm.
The colors that are coming to mind right now is just in Jamaica. So this is like giving. I'm feeling like sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Sunset vibes, like around that array. And like a lot of just either something that's like blurry and meshes the colors. So it's not exactly just like straight and narrow. It's just like one top of the other, but
I need to see these because I see them in my head. And what a great idea to do a French mani, but only the tip is a chrome sunset balayage.
You see where I'm going? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. That's where
we
I'm
have
at.
We have a couple more, so buckle up.
Okay.
You get an invitation to meet the queen at Buckingham Palace.
Thank you. Okay.
Y'all are going to have some tea and discuss things. What nail do we do for the queen?
Well, I feel like going with the people that have colonized.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There's some mixed feelings.
I feel like, you know, as I'm meeting.
It's like, what are we going to say to the queen? How hard are we going to go with this?
I'm feeling a nude. I'm feeling like something with nude, but also with like, I'm giving a nude nail, but with a small design at the bottom, you know, like maybe a little cut or like a little dot or maybe some lines at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So if, let's say, when I'm meeting the queen and I don't know, maybe Megan is like, I don't know, I'm coming back to get some things from the UK. She's not exactly trying to see her, but, you know, she's the queen. Everybody else is. We don't know.
Yes.
And then we run in and she's like, oh my God.
Great nails.
Great nails. Did you know I just got a Netflix deal and I heard you cook? And then the business.
The women entrepreneurs start to mesh.
Yeah. So it's like from, you know, colonizing range all the way to like New World.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect answer. And I honestly hope that happens. I'm manifesting that for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
I do love the UK. I love the Brits.
Next up, it is the birthday and you're having the party. Pandemic is gone. We don't know her. We're throwing a bash. Everyone you know and loves you will be in there. What nail do we do for the birthday party?
This is honestly the fact that I'm answering these so quickly. Every of my past nail texts are like, how? Because I am so indecisive.
Because you're on the spot and I'm making you, yeah.
Birthday nail set. I feel like, okay, I'm loving the coffins right now, but I feel like I might do a little stiletto. Stilettos, you know. And I'm feeling something with a white pattern because it's like clean and it can match whatever. So I'm feeling like something long with white patterns, like giving you Dalmatian type of vibes or cloud type of things. But then also like inside of the nails too, since it's my birthday, maybe just like small pieces of like Hana product design because my birthday's right around Hana anniversary. So it's like giving like everything. It's like simple, but also like those clouds are actually shea butters.
And they could get one of those little tiny brushes and really do a beautiful jar.
Do the jar. So
yes.
I'm trying to manifest that if I'm being real.
Yes. I think that might happen. When is your birthday?
Mine is March. I'm a Pisces, as you said.
Yes. Okay. So next March, I have a feeling that this will come to fruition and I cannot wait.
I'm trying to have the cash money where I can ask someone to spend multiple hours on my nails.
Yes.
Hana shea butters on there.
It's happening. It's happening in March. I know it. Okay. This is the next one.
Yes.
Vice President Kamala Harris calls you and she says, Abana, let's go get Manny's. And she goes, and you get to pick whatever you get, I'm going to get.
Okay.
So you have to pick both of y'all's nails.
Ugh, Kamala, our AKA queen over here.
Right?
What? I don't know, Kamala. Sometimes me and Kamala, we're not on the same boat.
Right. But today you're going to be. Today you're going to, the nails will bring you together.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to just go with my own gut of what I love. There's this one color. It's 063. I don't know.
She knows the numbers. Ready to go.
Orange, pinkish, reddish vibe. And I just feel like it's a boost of confidence. Mm-hmm. And I need Kamala to have a boost of confidence in office to actually make all the right decisions.
Yes.
And go with what she said she was going to be doing.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that orange color just boosts her and remind her of the conversations that we have while we're getting our nails. So every time she looks down at her nails and there's like an immigration policy, she'll think about me and what we talked about.
That's right.
You know, police brutality, you know, she'll look
yes.
at, you know what I mean?
The nails will motivate her to continue the work.
I'm here to inspire the people.
Yes.
So.
Through nails.
Through nails.
I have to clarify, what shape and how long? Are we doing a long coffin for Kamala?
I'm going to give her a coffin. Yeah. I want her to struggle a little bit.
Yes.
Through the process. I don't know fully Kamala's life, but I know there has been some light-skinned privilege, so I want her to struggle a little bit with the nails today.
And also, it's an adjustment to a lifestyle to get the long nails. You really start to appreciate,
you know,
the effort it takes to do very mundane tasks.
I really love how you're giving me these situations and allowing me to speak part of my politics with
you. That's a lovely infusion I didn't necessarily expect, but we love to see it. We love to see it. If you sit with Kamala and y'all get your nails done and you don't school her a little bit and put her to task, then what's going on? You wouldn't be doing your work.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
So I appreciate it. Okay, the next one and final one. This is a very big day in a person's life, your wedding day. Let's say you're having a beautiful ceremony. The pictures will live on forever. What nail are we going to do? What nail are we going to do? It's a big day.
I like never even think about what a wedding day of mine could look like. So this is new. I feel like a classic French nail, but not like, I'm giving you like, when I say classic, I'm thinking something like this.
Right.
And I'm thinking that whatever the color that I would choose would match whatever color of my party dress.
Yes.
And like the arrays of things going on.
Yes. The theme.
Yeah. The theme. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like definitely, again, with the classic French nail, that whatever color it would have the underlining though with mm-hmm. it, like to make it a little mm-hmm. different. So like maybe like a white lining with white dots, but then that color pops out type of thing. Maybe like the ring finger will have like just a little small other design with it. Coffin for sure. I think coffin yes. would be the one. I'm like, I used to be a stiletto, but now I've moved to coffin right now. So.
Have you moved to coffin? I just was interviewing someone and they said the coffin is because it takes less time and you're a busy woman on the go. Is that true? Does it take less time to do the coffin?
Well, you know what? It may actually, but I moved to coffin because I started boxing like my nails would break and it would break in the coffin shape anyways. And then I was like, I think it's time to move over. And I get stuck in routine, which I also just read is some things that Pisces love to do is like show their routine of stuckness, which I'm like, I don't know why. I feel like it's weird, but I get stuck in routine. So I can't see myself now go back to another style. So hopefully something will happen where I'll find myself going back again.
I'm stuck in the almond. I just do almond now. And
I do almond too. That was me.
Yeah, and they just look so yummy. I just want to like eat my little almond candies all day.
Yeah. No, it looks so good.
Thank you.
It looks so good. I love the color too.
Thank you. I'm like you. I don't let myself look at more than like one book because I'm like, I don't need all those choices. Just I pick and then I just forget. I release it.
Yeah. I don't release. I come in, I say the color, they're doing everything. And then I'm like, right when they're about to start, I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I think that teal actually has been calling my name the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to it and it'll work out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We love the process. You're an artist.
I really try. I'm trying to come more like ready and prepared with the design exactly, because my indecisiveness can definitely be annoying for myself at least. So
yes. Well, the good thing is you'll just get new nails in 3 weeks anyway. So that's what I try to tell myself.
I try to tell myself that too. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Give it 3 weeks.
It's going to be fab. Okay. My next question for you. I want to hear both routines. I want to hear face and body, because I know you like to dry brush. Also, you have this company here, Hanahana, and I feel like my skin is dry and I neglect the body. I'm all about the neck up. And I'm like, my body needs some love. I need to show my body that I'm grateful for her. I need to show her I'm appreciative. And so I would love to hear your routine.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you like my, if I'm dry brushing routine for sure.
Yes, yes.
I try to dry brush a lot. I actually do try to dry brush. Like, I don't do it on the daily. I know there's some people that do, which you're actually supposed to be doing. I'm like a weekly, bi-weekly, when I remember type of person. Mm-hmm. But if I'm dry brushing, I will dry brush before, like for me, like turn on a podcast and just dry brush through my whole body, circular motion towards the heart.
And when you do that, are you saying in your head, I love you, arm. Thank you for helping me with my day. Like, no.
I'm definitely not. I'm probably like, let's be honest. I'm probably like stressed, like laying on my bathroom floor, like with a candle up and just like,
yeah,
thinking about my day, probably trying to like hope for something great to happen. You know, just like thinking about things probably. Yeah. I definitely don't give the affirmations at all to myself in that way, which I definitely should.
Let's both try it.
I'm definitely like probably smoking a joint too as I'm doing this, because mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, we're enjoying the full moment of
the process. Yes.
So I'm going to turn the shower on, steam up, get in the shower. I love a steamy shower. And soap. I love good soap. I also love just black soap. I recently tried this new black soap paste from Ghana, from this brand, and it was so great. I'll use that. We call it Supple, which is the best type of loofah ever. It's like, we use it in Ghana. A lot of West African countries use it. I use that to wash. I'll then do our 2-in-1 bar. While I'm showering, though, I'll wash my face and I'll keep the soap on until everything is rinsed. So I'll like do the whole scrub-a-dub and just keep it. And then once I'm rinsing everything, I'll rinse everything off. And I'll then do the black and like our 2-in-1 bar, do that, rinse off. And I try to rinse off and my shower with cold water. It doesn't, people say like cold water seals and all, it really, I don't think it actually does. I don't really think there's like scientific about like sealing and in that way, but I like to end my body in cold water because I do feel like it cools down and just like my pores and different things like that. And then I move to face mm-hmm. outside. So because I put the bar on already, I'll let myself like pat dry or air dry. And I'll start with like rose water. From like Coco Kine, I'll use the SOS spray from Tower 28. I love it. When I'm like living in Ghana or on holiday or anywhere near saltwater, like I'm going to the beach maybe once a week just to swim in saltwater for like vanity reasons for my skin. So I love that SOS spray because it just reminds me of saltwater and like what it does. Then probably put on like maybe a hemp oil and a mm-hmm. sunscreen. And during that time of having all of that like calm on my face, I'll then lather on Shea. And that's usually when the dancing and the vibes and like, you look good type of energy starts to happen. And that's pretty much it. Like for face stuff, I use sometimes Faded by Topicals.
I have that.
Yeah, I really like that. For cleansers, I use Clear Gentle Cleanser. I use Ours Black and Brown Exfoliating Cleanser. Yeah, I don't use too many other cleansers on my face. At night, maybe I'll use CeraVe Night Cream. I love like the Dune Skin eye patches.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I love using that. Just as a Pisces, I've cried the night before and I need to get my eyes fed. You know, I don't do too much, especially during the summertime. And I even just have learned the skill of like my mornings not to do too much either on my skin as much as like the night. Just like sometimes even just washing my face in the morning, I don't use exactly a cleanser, but just like just water and like rinsing off in that way. Yeah.
That's so lovely. You tagged the other day Amicole, and I had never heard of that brand.
I love Amicole. Okay. It is by the founder, Giada. I am her friend. Honestly, I always tell people, if the product wasn't good, I wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
Like, or if the music wasn't good, I wouldn't listen. Amicole, Giada has been working on this brand for over maybe 3 years. She used to work with Glossier. She was an alum of Glossier, alum of L'Oreal. This line, I feel like, is the perfect line for melanated skin, for people that are minimal, like, and don't.
Wow. It's like the Glossier for melanated skin. I love that.
Yeah. And I think the formulas are just so perfect. Like, the matches are great. And I'm not someone that uses a lot of makeup in that sense. The lip, she calls it a lip oil. It's like a lip gloss. Beautiful. It's a great finish. The stick, perfect. And the tip. Yeah. So like the line, she just launched it just, what is it, maybe a month and a half ago. It's a really amazing line. Like, I, melanated skin, like, she has all the shades, and like, you're seeing different people utilize it. And they're just like, I think she only has around only like 5 shades, but the formulation of it allows it to match so many undertones. And like, for myself, I didn't even realize I have a reddish undertone or those things until you start dabbling a bit more into makeup. And I really love the brand. Like, I can't wait to see how she continues to grow the line.
My listeners, the honeys, we love a woman-owned brand. We love a new brand. This sounds exciting. So I definitely wanted to ask you about that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. I have 2 final questions for you. You take such gorgeous photos. Your Instagram, the videos, your stories are of all these gorgeous people. You just hang out with just gorgeous people. And how do you photograph your friends so beautifully? Do you have any tips for that? Because I need to teach my husband how to take me my photo. I'm telling you, there are people that you hand the phone to, and there are people that you do not hand the phone to when you're trying to look good. Do you have any tips for capturing somebody's essence, really making their beauty pop? Help us out.
Okay, so I think one is patience.
Okay, lovely.
I feel like people, like, when they have the camera, you just want to like keep clicking, and you also don't know how to direct the person.
Yes.
So I think if you're the person behind the camera, giving yourself patience and telling, like, directing the person and not just taking it to take it. Look to see if it actually looks good.
Yes, direction.
And also, it's like the iPhone, you can change the temperature and the coloring and put down the sun. And people don't take that time. And for me, I love like a little fade. I love to like accentuate certain points of people's skin. Those things, I think definitely that. And I think at the end of the day too, it's making that person feel very comfortable. And like hyping them up and getting them to that point and telling them to stop. I always tell people, like, hold it for 3 seconds and then change. Hold it for 3 and then change. You know that. And just giving people direction. And I feel like if you're smiling behind the person taking it, it's going to be a good photo. Like when you're like,
because then they're going to feel more fly, and then that will resonate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I learned that. I feel like I learned how to take better photos of people from one, my friend Dion, who's an amazing photographer. She shoots all of our brand mood photos for Hana Hana. But then also, I think from shooting film, because when you're shooting film, you have to be patient, and you want to cut, like, the first roll you ever shoot film, it's either like really good or like bad. And then you're like, okay, how can I do that again? Or how can I make it better? And I think it's about patience and just like being able to be confident directing people, if I'm being honest, when it comes to photography too.
And that's something that I feel a lot of people don't utilize. I don't know if it's just that you feel uncomfortable. You don't want anybody to think you're being rude or something, but you're saying, tell your friend, hey, put your chin down. Hey, turn your shoulders a little bit. Cause that makes such a difference.
Oh yeah, it does. Let's say, or like, close your eyes, open it when I say three. Like,
yes.
You know, those types of things like that. I feel like maybe also watching all that, like, America's Next Top Model definitely helped out as a child, too.
Oh, yeah. We all know how to smize. We all know how to booty tooch.
You know what, yes, I mean? So.
Yeah. I booty tooch. I have a friend. She was like, stick out your butt. And I'm like, I am. She goes, no, more. And I'm like, my back's going to break. She goes, that's what you want. You want it to feel like your back is about to break in half. And that's how you know that the booty is out.
That's how you know.
That's the secret. Break your back for the photo.
I'm learning new things every day. So I'm here.
Well, I'm excited. Try that and see. That gets the booty shot.
I will.
All right. Miss Abana Boama. It's like a beautiful song. Your self-care rituals, you've given us some. You said you box. What are some of the rituals of your day that you must do? Your self-care rituals, you've given us some.
I take a lot of walks, especially just because I'm in our HQ all the time. I'm in, like, the HQ. It's a work-live space, so it's pretty large. And so I'm, like, in this building always. So I try as much to be outside, like, just breaking up my day. I know it's not safe to be taking late night walks, but I take late night walks. I take morning walks. Like, I am like a roll up and take a walk and smoke like a joint type of person, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed. It just allows me to think through things. I feel like I'm a pretty like wavy person, especially when there's like conflict arises of like how I should feel and navigating that. And I need time. I'm a person that like needs time. Like, someone could be rude to me or like disrespectful, and I will be so calm in the situation. And then I release on the walk. And I feel like as an entrepreneur and as like a boss, or you go through those where you have to like sit and listen. And I think as someone that was a past therapist, I was really, that was something that I've been trained to kind of do. And one of the things that I've always learned is like to take walks to just like clear mind. I love music. I love listening to music. I love dancing to music. I talked about skincare. I truly do love taking care of my skin, and just gives me time for myself.
It shows. Your skin is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Y'all got to check out the Instagram. Just daily inspo of just how to make your skin look supple and lovely and healthy.
Oh my gosh. You're making me want to go back on Instagram and do a skincare or something.
Like, I'm waiting for the videos are great. And you were just in Jamaica and the photos were really exciting.
Thank you so much. No, yeah. And another self-care thing for me is traveling. The pandemic allowed us to kind of recreate a type of person of who we are and just realize who we are. And as things have been opening up again, I remembered before the pandemic how I traveled and after, and being able to go to new spaces, experience different things is something that definitely I like, just brings a lot of self-care for me. It's not a daily thing, Benjamin, but daily for me is definitely walks. And like being outside and like just taking time to be like quiet for myself.
We love it. Where I whisper to everybody. I'm sure everyone listening is inspired. We all want to try Hanahana. We want to purchase. We want to see your Instagram, because the reels, there are Insta stories when you're in Ghana. I mean, there's so much information to check out.
Please tell us
where we can follow you, where we can purchase Hanahana. And if you want to tease us, you said there's something new coming out. We would love a little tease.
Okay. So one, you can find Hana order from us online at www.hanahanabeauty.com. If you want to follow Hanahana on our Instagram for like great skincare and just like inspiration and information about the beauty industry and Shea industry, Hanahana_beauty. I'll say that again. Hanahana_beauty. For me, if you want to follow me personally, it's Beanie Bwama. So BEANIE Bwama and BOAMAH. And our product that is going to be launching. So we will be launching a new product in August. We are going to be doing some really cool things around the product launch. This launch is for congested skin. So for people that have congested skin, it is a product for you. And it's our first skincare launch focus, like just dedicated. It's really exciting. It uses a lot of different ingredients that I really like. And one of the ingredients that I know has always been helpful for me when it comes to congested skin is willow bark. And so we'll be adding some willow bark in this. And the formulation behind the product is to be effective and also be gentle. Because sometimes when you're creating something for congested skin, it's usually sometimes feel a bit harsh or like purging. And gentle purge is such a weird marketing term, but it's like a gentle purge for you.
Isn't willow bark the quote unquote salicylic acid of nature?
It is.
Oh, yeah, honey. We love it.
We love a cell turnover.
Yes, we do love a cell turnover.
We love cell turnover and anything that helps ignite that.
I want all these cells to just turn over. All of them are allowed to just turn, leave the face.
Yeah. So we'll be launching in August. And if you know about Hannah Hunt before, we used to do a lot of cool pop-up activations.
Yes.
We'll be doing some activations in New York, in Chicago, and in LA in the next 3 months.
I'm coming. I was told about this and I'm excited. Don't worry. I will come up to you in person and I'm like, remember me?
Excited, Jackie.
I'm going to be there. We almost waited and had you record when you were in LA, but I said, no, I want the word to get out now so that everybody can look it up and go to the pop-ups.
Oh, yes, yes. So I cannot wait to be out in LA, and we're starting everything in August in New York. So I'm really excited for this product. I hope people really like it. People have been testing it, everything. Jackie, we have to get you some before it launches.
Listen, I'm going to make my own purchase, honey. I'm signed up. I'm ready for the email. It's going to come and I'm hitting add to cart. It's going to be fab. And are you going to be at the pop-up? People can come say hi.
Yes, I'm going to be at all the pop-ups. I can't wait. Our team, and we're going to be there. And we've been just working really hard to activate it and make sure it feels very special. And people feel we're just bringing another elevated view of who we are as a brand and how we can continue to engage with our community. Yeah.
I'm so excited that I get to come. I'm going to bring a big, you know, those big IKEA bags. They're like blue. I'm bringing that to shop.
Perfect. You got to stock up.
You got to stock up. I don't want to take too much so no one else can have some, but this what great stocking stuffers.
It's honestly, might as well start prepping for holiday now.
Yeah, might as well just get the stockings ready to go. Buy one for my aunt, my cousin, my uncle, everybody.
Yeah, just get the birthday presents, wedding gifts.
Exactly. Bar mitzvahs, whatever ails you.
No one deserves to be ashy. So it's like, you're giving the gifts.
You sure are. And that's something, again, on NatchBeaut, we talk about neck up so often. And I look down and I see how dry my poor arm is. And I said, I need some help. So this was kismet.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you so much for giving me your time. I really appreciate it because, again, I did read that you don't say yes to a lot of things. And I'm honored that you joined me today.
Of course. Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I'll see you in LA.
I'll see you in LA.
I'll be there. It's exciting. Do you know where your pop-up is?
Yes, we're doing some collaborations with Ace Hotel. it'll be really fun. It'll be really fun.
Will it be the downtown one?
Jackie!
I'm just trying to plan my day, okay? LA's a big place. The car, I gotta drive. I you don't have to tell me. It's fine. Just...
All I'm telling you is rooftop vibe.
Okay.
We're giving back the yoga and chill energy. We're giving you the just... Good energy.
Love to see it. And if it was the downtown one, that would be really convenient for me. But I'll go wherever, though. I have a Prius, okay? Gas mileage is on my side. I'll be there. It's going to be great.
Perfect.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to NatchBeaut. This was so fun. And if you want links to everything we discussed, perhaps you're driving, whatever, NatchBeaut.com will have everything linked. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Miss Abana, do you cream your neck?
Do I cream my neck?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course she does. She's a professional.
And he's like, you have to clean behind your ears. It's like all those things.
I actually learned about that on TikTok. And I said, why haven't I been cleansing behind my ears?
Yeah, you have to.
Especially if you wear earrings, which I have four on each ear.
Oh, yeah. You have to be getting the ears.
Oh, you're saying cream your ears.
Well, cream your ears, but also washing
the ears. Yes, wash behind the ears, just like mommy told us.
Yes.